Welcome into The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers, and we are excited. It is the first kickoff of the first in Maine Town Center Summer Concert Series. Joining me this hour on The Extra is one of the organizers of that series, Lauren Ripko. We're talking all about the series itself and how it has been putting together the Summer Concert Series in the post-COVID era. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KRDO's Extra.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
And let's talk a little bit about the First in Maine Concert Series for those who may not have been out there. Definitely we missed them last year. Let's just do an overview of the event and what we have to expect for every Friday this June and July.
This is the 16th annual Summer Concert Series presented by First in Maine, 16th with the miss of last year, and we're excited to start it back up. It happens every Friday in June and July from 5 to 7 o'clock, and that is taking place right in front of the Cinemark Theater, kind of down by the Lowe's and Ulta, Five Guys Burgers, Rock Bottom. In that area, there's a grassy park. Concerts are free, and they are all family-friendly. So bring your own lawn chair, bring a blanket, and just make yourself comfortable on the lawn and have a little bit of free entertainment, feel a little bit of that summer energy every Friday.
Exactly. And how did this whole idea start through the First in Maine Town Center?
This idea started through Case Osterlund, who is the property manager, leasing manager, kind of runs the show at First in Maine. It was his idea years and years ago. He wanted to create a sense of community. First in Maine is, you know, it could be the main street that the east side of town is missing. And so they brought in, I can't remember how many bands exactly the first year, but they tested it out and it was a huge hit with the people. And so they have done it every year since.
Exactly. And we're continuing on, you know, KRDO News Radio, a proud partner of the First in Maine Summer Concert Series. And there's a great lineup of bands this year as well. And there's really something for everyone throughout these, you mentioned, the months of June and July.
Absolutely. So we kick off tonight with the Sofa Killers. And the Sofa Killers are a local band, and they have won Best Of in the Gazette for the last 3 years. So we are really excited to have their energy and our neighbors be playing on the stage this week. And following weeks include, we've got country music from the Country Music Project next week, Mary and the Pharaoh, who are a newer band in town. The fiddle player is from Woodshed Red, if anybody remembers Woodshed when they were touring around town. And it's a new guitarist from Nashville. I listened to them on Wednesday night, and they were incredible. We have a New Orleans-style band called Tribe that will be there at the end of June. Celebrating the 4th of July week, we're going to have the 101st Army Band, getting a little bit patriotic. And we have the 17th Avenue All-Stars, Grass It Up, a little bluegrass. And towards the end of July, we have Just Dance, which is another local band. Lots of energy, lots of cover songs, just to get people up and moving around. And to close it all out at the end of July, on July 30th, we have our hometown favorites, the Tejon Corner Street Thieves.
Exactly. As we'd mentioned, a little bit of something for everyone. We talked with Tim from Sofa Killers earlier this morning. Super excited. They're super excited, especially after everything that we faced last year. And you mentioned, you know, bring some lawn chairs, definitely the sunscreen. It seems like it's going to be definitely the afternoon for that. But if people are heading out and about to First in Maine this year, what other things should people remember to bring with them?
Definitely bring your sunscreen, bring some water. We don't allow alcoholic drinks out in the main part of the event. We'll have our beer garden up and running on June 18th. It won't be there the first 2 weeks. That was part of the fun of planning events during COVID, was when the restrictions lifted, we were past our permitting process time. So we're launching that in 2 weeks. Bring the kids. We'll have face painters and balloon artists on July 9th and July 23rd. The Pikes Peak Library District is going to have their mobile library out there. And this year, we are really asking that people really support their local businesses that are located in First in Maine, especially those restaurants. Grab order your food to go, bring it down, have dinner in front of the stage and listen to the band. Just a reminder that we can't have to-go drinks on the lawn, unfortunately. But yeah, all those local restaurants out there still need love. So There are quite a few. Take your pick and bring a to-go meal over.
Exactly. It is a great experience. It is definitely going to be a fun experience, but things might be a little bit different than years past. Obviously, we are dealing with this in that post-COVID era. We're going to talk about that as we continue on with the Extra still ahead here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me this hour is Lauren Ripko, one of the organizers of the First and Main Summer Concert Series, the first concert of that series tonight at 5 o'clock over at the First and Main Town Center at Powers and Carefree here in Colorado Springs. You know, Lauren, we've talked about it so often. Last year just kind of put a wrench into everything throughout not only Southern Colorado, but really the world. And what has it been like putting together a concert series like this, getting everything back to somewhat of normal in a post-pandemic era?
It's been an adventure. So it's been a lot of start-stop. I started in January, and at that time we were still under pretty strict conditions and restrictions for COVID with events. So in January, it was very interesting where we sat around a table and said, are we going to do this summer? Is this a safe thing to present? Are we being, you know, socially responsible with the attendees that would be at the concert? And so we held for a little bit. And then as restrictions started loosening and the vaccines became a little bit more available, we decided to just go for it. In the sense that when I called bands to book them, it was a, if we go back into restrictions, then this won't happen. But right now we're being very hopeful and we're going to plan on live music this summer. So once we passed, I think in April was the last little bit of outdoor event restrictions that lifted. Then I went back in and everybody signed contracts. And I can tell you that being able to call bands and for myself, being able to get back to work in what feels like a real way again, feels like pre-COVID, has been a real treat just to call bands and say, you know, I have a gig, I have a date, we want you to play in front of an audience. And you can just feel the joy come through the phone when I was making those phone calls. So it has certainly been an adventure as an event planner.
Exactly.
To have a business shut down and to take that livelihood away.
And I'm sure as that event planner calling a lot of these bands who were sidelined or trying to do Zoom concerts or the like last year, I'm sure you really had to do a lot of arm twisting to get them back out in front of real life crowds here in Southern Colorado.
Some, yes. Others were just ready to go.
Exactly. And as far as the event itself, are there any differences this year compared to years past on the spectator and on the guest side to make sure that everything is still COVID safe? Is there any kind of restrictions or differences in place that people should be aware of heading out?
We don't have any restrictions for outdoor events. We're following the guidelines from the El Paso County Department of Health. We do ask that, you know, be respectful of people's comfort levels as you're attending. If there is a group that's wearing masks and want to be socially distanced, then just be respectful as a fellow attendee and, you know, give everybody distance and kind of leave people alone if they want to wear masks. Kind of that social contract of kindness is what we're asking for this year. But because there aren't any restrictions and because our numbers have gone down and the vaccination ratios are up, we are excited to feel somewhat normal tonight.
Exactly. And, you know, you'd mentioned it. It's that social contract. It's all about going out, having fun, and enjoying not only the live music, everything we missed from last year, but the gorgeous Southern Colorado sun as well. So definitely pack that, you know, extra bit of patience, you know, definitely some grace for people who may not be, you know, seeing things the same way as you, but want to go out and everyone just wants to have a good time. And what better way to do that than here at the First and Main Summer Concert Series?
Exactly.
And Lauren, you know, as we'd mentioned, a lot of things definitely change, but there's still a lot of great things going on in and around the concert series as well. In the other areas, the businesses in that First and Main Shopping Center, we talked a little bit about some of the local restaurants that obviously felt the impact, but a lot of the other businesses are going to be out there welcoming people with open arms as they're just excited to get things back to that summer normal as well.
They are. It is, I mean, as everybody knows, it's been a really long year to own a business. And to be able to bring We don't know how many people to expect tonight, 500 to 1,000, just to have that many people in one place again. Under the sunshine, it feels like summer. It's not going to rain tonight. The energy will be hopefully somewhat healing and a little bit of a revival for people tonight to come out and be with everybody.
Exactly. And on a typical year, obviously you'd mentioned not exactly sure how many people would show up, but what is the typical attendance of the concert series kind of in the normal years past?
This is my first year planning with First in Maine. So I personally don't have anything to recall, but I have heard it depends on the band and the weather, anywhere from 500 to 2,000 people. So a ballpark within that. I'll know more after tonight.
Exactly. And of course, it's all in the First and Main Town Center. So if you are coming out, definitely come out early because there's still going to be some parking aspects, changing a little bit of limited space to get in and about, making sure that everyone can do what they need to do, get the stage set up and everything else.
Yes. So the little triangle park that's in front of Cinemark will have all of those parking spots blocked off so that we have room for everybody to spread out. If you are coming into First and Main to park, come in from the south side down by Lowe's and park in those kind of peripheral lots, and we shouldn't have any issues with parking at all tonight. But definitely be patient. It's been a long time since people have all been crowded into one event and had crowded parking lots. So we're all going to get back to our normal tonight and just have a little bit of extra patience.
Exactly. I know one of the big things that was always such a huge draw, especially for the youngsters, was the floating water, the features over in front of the movie theater. Do you know if they'll have those turned on tonight as well?
I am not sure on that. Last I heard, there was a piece that had broken, and so we were working on getting that repaired, and I am not sure if that will be up and running tonight. If it's fixed, it will be. If that part is still somewhere in the world being shipped, then hopefully next week.
So, see, just another reason to head on out tonight to the First and Main Summer Concert Series to find out if that missing piece had come out, because that splash pad, again, a huge bonus bringing out the kids. It's a family-friendly event, and we know the sun will be hot, so definitely a great way to cool those kiddos off if you do bring them. If not, definitely make sure to pack the water, pack sunscreen, a hat, or maybe just make sure to bring your wallet no matter what, because there will be great options from all of the businesses in First and Main helping to put this together, really bringing that community back together here in Colorado Springs during the summer afternoons. And this is such a great event. And let's talk, I know we mentioned a little bit before, but who are some of the other vendors from the First and Main lineup that'll be out and about during the concert series tonight?
We changed a little bit of the format of the event and have really changed our focus to our local vendors in the shopping center. And so tonight we'll have Gypsy Rose doing face painting, and the Marvelous Mark Balloons will be offering balloon animals for kids. Other than that, it is just the concert, and we ask that you just patronize our local businesses. The sushi restaurant, AI Sushi, Wobbly Olive, Rock Bottom, all of those restaurants that are right in that area, grab a bite from them and shop while you're in there, and then come enjoy some music.
Exactly, and the music will be top-notch. It always is, and you've done an amazing job putting together this lineup for this year. You know, Sofa Killers will be a great way to start the summer concert series, getting that party atmosphere back that we all missed so much. You know, you'd mentioned this is one of your first years doing this here for the First of Maine Summer Concert Series. And as that first time, what has it been like doing this with COVID in the background, but also such a unique event doing this in a great family-friendly retail location like First in Maine?
It's really wonderful. I have been planning events for 15 years, and having to take a year off last year from gathering people was really hard. It fills my soul to put people together, to dance and create memories, and just to have a good time collectively. And so it just feels really good to be back to work, and even more special to bring a beloved event back to the community, one that was definitely missed last year.
Exactly. Well, there's still so much to get into as we're continuing the lead up to the First and Main Summer Concert Series. It starts tonight, 5 to 7, at the First and Main Town Center. If you haven't been out for a while, or maybe you're like certain members of the morning show team that discuss often that they don't traverse the east side of town as much as others, it's on Powers and Carefree. It's a huge shopping center. The concert itself right in front of the Cinemark Theaters. We will be out there. We'll have some giveaways that we're still working together, kind of dusting off the prize box, getting into the prize cabinet. Definitely excited to go out, meet everyone, help bring in this great event as well. It is 5 to 7 here in Colorado Springs. The Sofa Killers, the debut band for the First and Main Summer Concert Series. And these concerts are going on every Friday, 5 to 7, throughout the months of June and July here in Colorado Springs. We're continuing to talk about more of the event, what it is bringing on, how we're going to bring the party back to Southern Colorado. Still ahead here on the Extra on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We have another check of local and national news still ahead right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, and this hour we're talking the First and Main Summer Concert Series as we are getting ready to a little bit of normal here in Southern Colorado. And of course, part of that is getting out and about, enjoying the community, enjoying the great options that we have. And the Summer Concert Series is one of those. The event organizer, Lauren Ripko, continuing to join me. And Lauren, before the break, we were talking about getting the bands together, putting the Summer Concert Series on, and just how much of a thrill that has been. And you've got a great lineup this year. I know we broke it down earlier, but let's talk about it again, because there are some great bands, including the first band off the bat tonight, the Sofa Killers. And let's talk first about the Sofa Killers and the great party atmosphere they're going to be creating over at the First and Main Town Center tonight.
Yeah, so Sofa Killers are a hometown favorite. They have won the best local band from Gazette readers for the last 3 years running. And they call themselves a versatile cover band. So they play anything from 70s to current, country, classic rock, funk. Sounds like we'll have a little bit of Def Leppard, Journey, Maroon 5, Bruno Mars, Tim McGraw, Three Doors Down. Their list is long. They can cover any genre, and they do it in a fun way that gets the crowd up and on their feet. So we are really excited to have that energy tonight to kick off.
Exactly.
At First and Main.
Yeah, I know this morning we talked with Tim, the lead singer of the Sofa Killers, and he's been practicing the some Jay Giles as well. There might be a little centerfold action out at First and Main, really helping to get that party vibe really kicked off in earnest.
Love it.
Exactly. And then throughout the summer, you know, we've mentioned this is every Friday throughout the months of June and July. So really, there is something for everyone as the Summer Concert Series goes on. And the list is tremendous. It is fantastic, as always. So definitely kudos to you for putting together this great return to the Summer Concert Series.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, and then we've got some country coming up next week. Let's talk about who we can expect to see throughout the remainder of the summer at the First and Main Town Center.
Yes, this week we're kicking it off with a little bit of everything. Next week we have the Country Music Project, and they are exactly what they sound like. They are a country cover band, have a little bit of original music, and tour around town quite a bit as well. On June 18th, this will be the first night that we kick off the opening of our beer garden. Catamount Institute is going to be managing that beer garden, so all of the sales will benefit the Catamount Institute and their outreach programs into outdoor education and accessibility. And that night, we're going to kick it off with Mary and the Pharaoh. Mary and the Pharaoh is a new band that came out of COVID, a little magic that happened during COVID, with Deirdre, the fiddle player, who used to play for Woodshed Red, and JJ, who moved from Nashville. So we get a little bit of outside talent to come in. And I had listened to them play on Wednesday night, and it was just a great, great show. One of those shows where you can sit back and just rock a little bit and not super loud. You won't feel bad if you're not out of your seat dancing, but you're certainly welcome to dance kind of a show. Wrapping up June, we have Tribe, which is a local band, kind of that New Orleans Cajun feel. They also play a lot at Hillside Gardens during the summers. And In July, for 4th of July week, we are going to get patriotic with the 101st Army Band, which is a crowd favorite throughout the city, and we're excited that they're going to be with us to celebrate the 4th of July this year. And then we have July 9th, the 17th Avenue All-Stars, which is a local kind of pop band. They do a lot of a cappella. We have hometown favorites on July 16th, Grass It Up. They are our local bluegrass band, very popular on both the east side and the west side, probably more so on the west side, but we're excited to bring them out to the east side. On July 23rd, we'll have Just Dance, which is a super high energy dance band. They do covers, but they will get you out of your seat. So we'll have to leave a little extra room in front of the stage that night. And then to wrap up our series on July 30th, perhaps our most famous, we have the Tejon Corner Street Thieves. And I don't know if anybody listening was lucky enough last year to hear one of their bus concerts where they drove their bus around and did concerts for block parties, for porch parties during COVID. But we are going to close out the show with a bang on July 30th with the Tejon Corner Street Thieves.
Exactly. They are really getting a lot of great momentum. It is going to be an amazing summer of live music, that party atmosphere. Again, this is family friendly. And for those who may not have heard at the beginning, this is right in the smack dab center of the First and Main Town Center shopping area over on Powers and Carefree.
That it is, yeah. So parking is available throughout all of those lots. There's parking behind Dick's on the east side. As you come in, park kind of close to Powers, go further west in those lots, and you should be able to find a spot. Shouldn't be too hard. There are lots of parking spaces.
Exactly, but definitely come early as that parking might be impacted by people getting everything ready. So definitely come early, get ready to party out these concert series 5 to 7 tonight over at First and Main. There will be great food options as well. All the area restaurants, there's Five Guys, Tucano's, Sushi AI, Rock Bottom, Old Chicago, just to name a few. Great options to go out. Just make a great night of it. Have a great Southern Colorado evening under the stars, under the beautiful Southern Colorado sunshine and sky as we kick off the First and Main Summer Concert Series. And there's a lot of other great things going on at the First and Main Town Center still ahead. We'll break that down as we're continuing to ramp up for tonight's first concert featuring the Sofa Killers. We'll take you out with a little Sofa Killers here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio, and we are getting jazzed up for the First and Main Summer Concert Series. It is back starting at 5 o'clock tonight over at the First and Main Town Center. We're talking with the event organizer, Lauren Ripko. And Lauren, the Summer Concert Series, it is a great undertaking, great way to come out, enjoy Southern Colorado Springs, or East Colorado Springs, excuse me, enjoy whatever everything that's going on. But there's a lot of other things going on at the First and Main Town Center as well that we'd like to feature now.
Yeah, so we actually this summer are in the process of we are in the stages of really trying to figure out what events and what type of programming the residents want, citizens want that live out in on the east side of town. Unfortunately, due to COVID and the late start and parking issues and just space constraints, we are not doing the Cars and Coffee this summer. We're reevaluating that for 2022. But we are open to, if you see me tonight at the concert series, kind of grab me and have a chat about what events you would like to have. We would really like to see First and Main become that town center, become that main street for the east side of Colorado, east of Powers. So yeah, we are open to suggestions. Right now, we are focused on really supporting our merchants. They stuck it out with us through COVID. It has been a rough year. And so what we really want to do is just get the people in the doors to remind people that everything is back open. The patios are open with the restaurants. They might be a little bit short on staff, but they are open and they are there. And we've all survived and want to keep surviving as small business owners and even the large businesses that are located in the town center.
Exactly. And I'm sure, you know, some of the organizers, the owners of the Wobbly Olive are some neighbors of mine. I know that they're actually looking for some help as well. So you might go there, maybe stumble into a great dinner, some great appetizers, that environment. Maybe you can walk out with a job even if you're, you know, play your cards right.
Definitely, you know, that whole be a little bit patient. Everybody is just getting their feet wet to dive back into large gatherings, but be extra patient with the restaurant staff tonight. We fully expect that those restaurants will be packed and busy, and for some of them, it might be the first night that they go on a wait, but for every single one of them, they are short-staffed. So plan accordingly. Give yourself a little bit of extra time. Plan on waiting a little extra longer to get those to-go meals. If you are going to dine in, tip your server well. They're going to have a really long night. I'm doing a lot of extra work. And we're all a little bit rusty, so give it a little bit of grace.
Exactly. As we'd mentioned, this is, you know, the first big kickoff of the events, at least for First and Main in this post-COVID era. And let's talk again about some of the changes, some of the challenges, and some of the things that might be a little bit different as things have been put back together here for getting the summer kicked off right.
Yeah, so we will have the stage in the same location. We don't have quite the amount of vendors this year. We chose to take those parking spaces that we previous years had vendors located in to really give a little bit of extra room for people to stretch out. And again, in the asking for grace and a lot of extra patience with people gathering for the first time in a very long time, just be respectful of those that choose to wear masks, those that want a little extra distance. A gentle reminder that should you order a to-go drink from a restaurant, unfortunately with public consumption laws, as much as we all want to roll our eyes at that, it's not allowed to drink it on site for the concert, but we will have that beer garden up and running in 2 weeks. It won't be there tonight and it won't be there next week, but in 2 weeks, Catamount Institute will be there with bells on, ready to serve everybody. And we'll have that beer garden up and running. But tonight is the first night. So it's the first night that I have done a large event in more than a year. It's the first night that most people will have attended a large event. And so we'll see how it goes. I think that the energy is going to be just incredible, and people are just going to be really happy to be out.
Exactly. You know, we've mentioned all these events just seem to come to a screeching halt. Last year, everyone has been pent up. There's just kind of this overall buzz now that the, you know, things are starting to open up. It definitely feels a little bit more like normal than even a month or so ago. So there's definitely that buzz throughout the community wanting to get back, wanting to do a lot of these events. And what great way to kick that off than this evening, 5 to 7 at the First and Main Town Center in Colorado Springs. And Lauren, again, the lineup is killer. The whole event is going to be great. And of course, yeah, you couldn't have done this without the support, the help of all the neighbors. We mentioned just supporting the vendors in First and Main Town Center that have gone through so much, really businesses of all sudden. Let's give them an extra shout out just to thank them for allowing us to come, make some noise on their front patio, help, you know, get this thing all going, but being, you know, great backbones and supporters of the business community, especially on the east side of Colorado Springs.
Yes, I am so excited to see everybody tonight. So we'll see you at 5 o'clock.
Exactly. Well, we cannot wait either tonight. The first band out of the gate is Sofa Killers. They are a great party band. They're going to have a great mixture of music. It's exciting. We've got that full concert series. It is something for everyone throughout the summer months. Again, Fridays at 5 throughout the month of June and July. You know where you got to go. It's the First and Main Town Center located off of Powers and Carefree. It's right in front of the Cinemark Movie Theater, the staple, the thing that draws a lot of the kids out. That water feature, we're not sure if that part will come in time for today, but they'll definitely get that up and running throughout the summer months. And the weather is going to be gorgeous for it tonight, so definitely bring that hat, sunscreen, but more importantly, bring those dancing shoes and get ready for that party, because it is coming tonight over on the east side of Colorado Springs.
That it is. And if you need any more information, you can go to firstandmaintowncenter.com, and there's an events page that has the whole lineup for the rest of the summer.
Exactly. We will get a link to that over on the KRDO News Radio website and the Facebook. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us today on KRDO News Radio. We'll see you this afternoon at the concert. Again, Shannon will be out there helping to introduce the band, keep everything moving. She's excited to go meet everyone. We might have some great prizes as well from the KRDO News Radio Prize Closet. We'll be looking forward to meet everyone out at the First and Main Town Center tonight starting at 5. And Lauren, thanks so much for putting this together, for the hard work, for getting everything back up and running, and for joining us this hour on KRDO News Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. That does it for the Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Tom Martino still ahead on KRDO News Radio.